Federal leasing officials are again asking Alaskans to provide feedback on a document that looks at the possible impacts of offshore oil drilling in the Chukchi Sea. The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Regulation and Enforcement, or BOEMER, will hold a public meeting in Anchorage tonight as part of a statewide tour of seven communities. KBRW's Jake Neer has more.
BOEMER released the revised draft supplemental environmental impact statement for lease sale 193 in the Chukchi Sea to respond to a lawsuit filed by native and environmental groups over the sale. They charged the original EIS from 2008 left out a number of possible impacts of the leasing plan. The court agreed and added that BOEMER had also failed to address the possible impacts of natural gas development on the lease areas. BOEMER's regional director for Alaska, James Kendall, said the revised supplemental EIS now includes that information, but he says officials from within the agency also saw something missing from the document.
Because of what happened in the Gulf of Mexico, the deepwater oil spill, we felt that we should look at a very large oil spill for the Arctic. Now, this is purely a hypothetical situation where we looked at the entire region and what were to happen if there was a well placed in the quote-unquote perfect location for a major blowout with all of the resource being expended with no controls.
That section on a possible very large oil spill sparked much of the testimony at BOEMER's public meeting in Barrow Monday night. The Inupiat Community of the Arctic Slope, or ICAS, is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit over Lease Sale 193. ICAS Councilman George Edwardson says the risk of such an oil spill outweighs any reward when subsistence hunting might be affected.
It's not oil that's going to feed us. It might make us travel faster or a little bit longer, but it's not going to keep us alive.
Natural Resources Director for ICAS, Kion Opie, gave the organization's official response to the revised document. She says they're pleased with the inclusion of a very large oil spill scenario, but still are not pleased with the depth of analysis.
This analysis shows the very far-reaching and devastating impacts of a spill in the Chukchi, but does not answer our questions. Are the oil and gas companies capable of cleaning up a spill in the Arctic waters with ice, hurricane force winds, darkness, and other challenging conditions? Should they be allowed to explore if they have not shown that they are capable of a cleanup?
Opie says ICAS officials are concerned about response time to a possible spill, with the closest Coast Guard office over 1,000 miles away, and whether industry and or the government will act and how if subsistence resources are not available for villages that can't afford to live off store-bought foods. BOEMER Regional Director James Kendall says it's too early to address many of those issues at this stage.
All of those questions are very good, but they come into different aspects of the four phases. And right now we're looking at making a decision just for the leasing. A lot of the more specifics we will address if and when we get an exploration plan. And then if it moves to the point of development and we actually or have a proposal before it to put pipelines in, then we would know where they would come ashore, what infrastructure is needed, what assets are available to clean up a potential spill, what's been moved into the area, what the oil company says they have and what we can actually go and see, etc.
Once BOEMER is done collecting public comments on the revised draft supplemental EIS on July 11th, they'll finalize the document and then send it to the Secretary of Interior for a final decision whether or not to affirm the lease sale by October 3rd. At that point, the courts will decide if the missing information was addressed appropriately. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.